Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast. This is Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning November 29th and ending on Sunday the 5th of December. During this week, we have two major events. One is that Neptune goes direct on Wednesday. I'll be speaking about that as we get to the beginning here. And also, we have the new moon at 12 Sagittarius, and it is the solar eclipse. And this is going to take place on Friday, if you're in Pacific time, at 11:43 p.m. and at 2:43 a.m. on Saturday the 4th, if you're on Eastern time. So, one thing I will say about the solar eclipse is that you will not see it. And those of you who are clever enough to realize that the sun is not visible at night would have known that without me having to say so. But also, even if it was in the day for us, this particular eclipse is going to feature Antarctica. So, and it's an interesting thing to, as we know, have the shadow fall upon you. Tiny little bit of South Africa, southeast coast of Africa, will get some of it, but most of it's right over the South Pole. So, things will happen there. And, you know, I have pondered this since the days of the Big Bang Theory, when Leonard and his buddies were down there doing some scientific experiments, and they were like the only people in the vast icy wasteland. I have a feeling that it's much more populated with lots of different scientific things going on than we used to imagine. But we do know that there are some shifts taking place with the ice. And so having an eclipse there is something to be aware of in terms of what that may mean geophysically, I would imagine, and in that part of the world. So we have a 6-month orb of influence, and that particular hemisphere is having summer now for them. It's like June 4th. Okay, so I'm just mentioning that. I have had a chat with Jim Case about this solar eclipse, and the link to that on YouTube is in the blog post. So you can find that as a discussion of sorts about it. And I'll probably do another podcast just to delineate it a bit, because there are some interesting features in the chart itself. But we won't cover that in this podcast right now. Just know that if you have planets near or aspecting the 12th degree of Sagittarius, you will feel this more than others. Also, if you have house cusp, and I used someone in the news right now on my talk with Jim Case, and that is the chart of Ghislaine Maxwell, whose case has finally showed signs of beginning. I think it may have begun, or it is beginning, on Monday the 29th. And appropriately, she has 12 degrees of Leo, very close to the cusp of her 7th house of the law and legal manner. So, what we also know is that the solar eclipse changes things in the outer world for the individual. So, you know, where is it? That's important. If you don't know where these eclipses or the eclipses of 2022 are going to fall, it's wonderful to have a reading. You know, the heads up, like you have for the weekly astro forecast, you can have for your own personal forecast for the year And all you have to do is visit the astrology readings page to order yours or get in touch with me through the website, shellyanteen.com. Okay. So the other thing that I will talk about a bit more is the Neptune direct energy. Now, Neptune has been really a big feature of what we've been going through for years because it has been, for a long time, in a sextile or helpful aspect to Pluto. And now from Pisces and to Pluto in Capricorn. So the thing is that it was ongoing in this respect, and it has retrograded to 20 degrees of Pisces, but it's still an orb of 25 degrees of Pluto. And when it goes direct at this point, we're going to see that it will be going up to, I believe it's 25 degrees only. And in June of 2022, it will retrograde again at 25 degrees, where it will be again still sextile Pluto. And it will retrograde not quite as far. It does actually move so slowly through the zodiac. It will go direct at 22. So we're going to gain 2 degrees, really, in a sense, from the retrograde to 20 instead of 22. And, you know, this Neptune energy, I'm going to look ahead a little bit here and see when, oh, when does Neptune leave Pisces and go into Aries? It should be on people's minds, and I believe it's 2025 that it takes its first dip, and it will probably, yes, it retrogrades back into Pisces, but by 2026, which is a good 4 years away, is when we finally get out of Pisces, but also Pluto has gone into Aquarius, so there's still sextile. It's just the way it is. It was sextile when I was born. And it can be very helpful to have a sextile, but it can also assist in things that, you know, we might not really want to have a benefit. And this is one of the things. When we look at charts, you know, we can see that even horrible events that are perpetrated by nasty people can have positive results because of the supportive aspect that was going on for that individual or that experience on that day. So it's odd. And when I look at Neptune, what we're looking at, the ruler of Pisces, very strong right now because it's in its own sign of Pisces, has that highest level and lowest level of the sign Pisces itself. Because Neptune can go to the creative, the inspired, the magical, mystical, spiritual heights, or it can plunge into the depths of deceit, confusion, you know, drowning people in things, you know. It's toxic stuff, is Neptune. Infectious toxins is Neptune. So we can also see that if it's in a helpful aspect to Pluto, which is power, 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 in Capricorn of our governments and corporations, that we could find, and we are finding, some greater movement towards a more spiritual point of view coming into those places. But also, we are looking at, well, I wouldn't say it's unprecedented, because when I look back in history, I see the, you know, let's say, PR jobs that have been done on humans you know, for, you know, I don't know how long, I wanted to say at least since 0 AD, but I'm sure it was going on before that too. It's just, you know, the way to control the public, you know. And, yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have a lot of truth to it. You know, as we've learned, I think lots of my listeners have learned that some of the wars we fought were not being fought for the reasons that we, the people, were called into action on these wonderful principles and need of our country. But sometimes it was a financial deal. And this is going way, way back to, I think, one of the Monty Python guys did a fantastic show many years ago about the true inspiration for the Crusades and what they did back then. So, Neptune, it's a friend, it's a foe, it's somewhere both sometimes, somewhere it's in between, changing from one to another. It is the planet of disguise, shape-shifting. It is the planet of spies. So, you know, we've got a lot to think about here with the direct motion coming in. So it's been stationary until it turns direct at 8:22 a.m. on December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st. So we have been with this energy in the interior and the retrograde cycle internalized. So we may have been looking over some of the places that we may have pulled the wool over our own eyes or our own understandings, where we may have gotten it wrong. And can we get it right? Can we support ourselves now with a more enlightened point of view about things? Is there some creative project that's been on hold? And no matter what part of creative, everything we do is a creative project. Is there something that we've been mulling over and maybe we can move forward with that now? So we would be wise to be putting some positive energy into the Neptune idea and ideal as it moves forward, and bringing things to our conscious mind, you know, so we can get a lot of psychic impressions. And maybe we've been going back over some psychic messages we've had and haven't really paid a lot of attention to or heeded the message. I mean, you can get them and you don't have to listen, right? Ask me how I know. But it's usually, unless it's just your own mind giving you fear, which is another Neptune thing, it is something that you can maybe start paying attention to or actually creating out of the knowledge of this message and making plans with that knowledge as we move into a new year. You see, Neptune and Pisces is the sign and the planet, I should say, of dissolving. And if you've been having aspects from Neptune in your chart, unless they were rather good ones, and maybe you were lucky enough to have a good aspect from Neptune at birth also, it can be a very confusing time. People can misunderstand you. I've had a lot of that. I'm having a couple of really powerful Neptune aspects right now, and you know, it is something that, because I have a positive Neptune at birth, isn't as bad as it could be. But it's still a time when you can feel like everything is disappearing. You know, Neptune, planet of illusion. And I would say that a lot of us, because of the toxic infection that is out there, not just the real one that's making people sick, but the unreal ones that are making people think in ways that they aren't really in a clear place, but they're so certain that they are. It's like toxic infections abound and have changed life. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, really, no doubt about it. Anyone I speak to has been saying how different life is. Will it ever go back? Well, I would say take a little time and let Neptune give you a psychic vision as it turns retrograde direct, and then go into the future with that new vision in the direct motion. So that's what I have to say. And so now that we are looking at this, starting Monday the 29th, coming out of a holiday weekend in the United States, we have a Libra moon in the fourth quarter because we're going towards that new moon. So we're in the release, what must we change and let go of mode. And it comes in at 3:55 a.m. Eastern on Monday, the Libra moon, and it gives us a very nice day indeed. And it's a sextile to the Sun in Sag and then to Mercury in Sag, and that goes all the way through about 6:30 Eastern time and then even up to 7:24 Eastern time, when we get a little more of a stability energy. You've got a lot of expanded vision and ideas coming in the day, and then you kind of get a little more practical and take a look at how that can be implemented. Can that work as we get to the trine to Saturn? But it's a really good day to come back in. And also in the morning, we've got Scorpio Mars trine Neptune in Pisces, but Neptune is stationed. But this can be a very creative energy nonetheless. And you may want to be looking at certain things that morning in a meditative state to get some of these ideas from the stationed Neptune. But once we get past about 7:30 Eastern, even though we've got a good aspect for Mercury, because Mercury comes into also sextile Saturn, and we can get some, you know, reality checks on whether or not we've overexpanded our thoughts and ideas, but they're helpful. We have the moon now going square Libra's ruler Venus in Capricorn. So when we get to the evening hours on Monday, there's going to be a very long cycle for this. It doesn't end till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern on Tuesday, where the idea of relationship and cooperation and agreement is more important to some, and the love of tradition and the way it is and structure and climbing up the mountain of the outer world is more valued by an other or others. So it isn't as volatile as other types of squares can be, but it is not an easy time to reach agreement or compromise or even to feel like somebody's seeing any other point of view. They probably aren't. Capricorn doesn't do that as well as other signs because it's just so used to the structure and this is how it is, you know. So, and then when we get past the square to Venus, we're going towards the square to Pluto, which is a lot harder because, you know, this is Pluto and Pluto is definitely holding on to whatever power position they happen to be in, and they don't want anybody rocking any boats. Even though we've got some lovely energy, Venus is, you know, kind of getting a little bit more charming because of the sextile to stationed Neptune, and the Sun is sextile Saturn. But still, if the Moon brings this all forward, the authority says no. And that's just the way it is. And that happens at 10:43 p.m. exact. It's over, and then you have a respite where you've got a trine to Jupiter and Aquarius from the Moon. That's how the Moon in Libra ends the cycle right now, with Jupiter in the late degrees of Aquarius. And Jupiter will get ready to shift signs. That'll be a big thing we'll be talking about. That happens in December in the end. So maybe a little bit of optimism coming in. Maybe you read something good or you see something funny on television or wherever you stream things until 11:30 in the evening Eastern time. And the Moon is void, of course, until it enters Scorpio for the first day of December. And that happens at 6:55 a.m. on Wednesday the 1st Eastern time. And Neptune direct right away, 8:22 a.m. Eastern time. But Scorpio Moon is having those issues because it has to, because of those other planets in fixed signs. And the first thing is the square to Saturn, 9:43 p.m. So the whole day, nobody is satisfied with their position because people are challenging it. And both of these planets, Moon in Scorpio and Saturn in Aquarius, want to be the person in control. And they have very different points of view, and they do not budge. And that's the thing about those fixed signs. And then Moon in Scorpio will oppose Uranus and Taurus after this until just after 2 a.m. Eastern on Thursday morning. So something could change if you get engaged in the conflict. There may be repercussion and a shift, and that again leaves Scorpio Moon out of control. And this is something that Uranus and Taurus isn't quite happy about either, perhaps. But we do get some respite here again on Thursday when we get into the day, the second day of December. The newly direct Neptune gets the trine from Moon in Scorpio until about 4 p.m. Eastern time, and this is powerhouse psychic energy. This is when you should be getting some kind of input, you know. If you don't get a reading, give yourself a little bit of time to meditate or to pull a card from the deck or something and get a message from Neptune on the second day of December. After this, the lovely energy of the sextile to Venus until 6 o'clock in the evening Eastern time. This is also a time, if you happen to be still in consultation mode, where you might be able to get some good advice and give some good advice about financial and career and matters such as that, with this Moon in Scorpio, sextile Venus in Capricorn. But Moon will join Mars in Scorpio until 7:45 in the evening Eastern time, and that is not a dinner table I'd like to be around. I could be definitely somewhere else for a Moon conjunction Mars and Scorpio, because, oh wow, you know, if you need to be controlling, it's going to get out of control during that kind of a conjunction. And it may be done so secretly, but nonetheless, the energetic is pretty intense for Moon and even any conjunction to Mars, but in Scorpio, really intense. Things sort of settle into some sort of structure after 8 o'clock Eastern Time when we get a sextile to Pluto until 11:30-ish in Eastern. And if you are up, you'll be able to try to get your ducks back into rows. And also, you may go into excessive mode, excessive in some way, as the Moon ends the transit of Scorpio in square to Jupiter in Aquarius. That completes Friday the 3rd at 12:22 a.m. And when the Moon enters Sagittarius at 7:13 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 3rd, it will spend the day helping us get clear about clearing things for the future as it sextiles Saturn until 9:46 p.m. Eastern, and then it goes right to the eclipse, which again, 2:43 a.m. Eastern time, Saturday morning, 11:43 p.m. Friday the 3rd Pacific time. On Saturday, eclipse has passed, but the effects will be moving on. We are still in the new moon phase when the moon joins Mercury at 7:43 a.m. So you may get some long distance messages or information coming in early Saturday the 4th. But after this, we get confusion with a newly direct Neptune getting squared by the Moon in Sag until about 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't believe it. It isn't true. Don't buy it. It won't be what you think. All those things must be known. And also, toxic things are around. So be aware of where you are and how you're behaving. And you know, there isn't just one toxic thing out there. You know, they're reporting on the fact that for the last 2 years, we've had almost very low cases of regular flu and regular cold energy. You know, they're still out there, and people aren't wearing masks now. A lot of people feel that they are protected with boosters and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not going into the discussion of this. I'm just saying that a lot of people feel that they are protected from this, from a certain respiratory infection. But that particular thing does not protect you from all such. So we can live in a fool's paradise, and often we choose to. So be aware, on Saturday until about 3:30 and maybe a little further in, maybe give it till 4, that you may be in an area where there's stuff in the air that you don't want, or even stuff in the food or the water that you don't want. So just be careful and be cautious. And weather, long distance travel particularly, may be a problem because of weather or directions that aren't right, or you know, things like that, difficulties. So that's a Saturday until, you know, when we get closer to evening, and then we get to have fun. If you have a party scheduled in some way, or you're getting together with friends in the evening on Saturday the 4th, you get the jolly aspect of Moon in Sag sextile Jupiter in Aquarius for the whole evening until just after midnight Eastern Time on Sunday morning. Yes. 'Tis the season to be jolly, and there it is, right there, as jolly as you get. Sunday at 6:31 a.m., we go into Sirius mode with the Moon entering Capricorn. And that is giving us a good day also, but in a highly different way, because the moon is trine Uranus and Taurus. We are looking at projects that we may want to begin as we go into this first phase, this first quarter phase of the moon. And it can be very practical stuff. In fact, it probably is. And it's still about some things that have been changes that we've been mulling over. And Uranus won't go direct until January, so we're still taking a look at things we may not be quite ready to put in motion. And that aspect takes us all the way through to close to 1 a.m. on Monday morning Eastern Time. So that is your forecast for the week. And the week that follows the eclipse, we really are assimilating, and we'll just be looking at the aspects. We won't have a shift or a change. We'll have a couple of nice completions for a couple of planets. It won't be until Monday the 13th that we get planetary shifts coming in again, and we have a couple that week. And we're going to start talking about Venus's retrograde, which begins on the 19th. That's an important thing. That will be the discussion I'll have with Jim Case next time on Adventures in Truth. We're going to talk about that Venus on the 15th of December. So, that's it for the week. I wish you all the best. Be aware at the eclipse and know that something's shifting and changing in your life. And I'll say goodbye for now.